If you have your Bibles, we're going to start in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 21, starting with verse 11 through 14. And hold your finger there, because once we read that one, we're going to go to Mark 3 and 35, and then Ephesians 6, 5 through 8. Acts 21, 11 through 14. Everybody got to say amen. And when he was coming to us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his hands and feet and said, "Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him unto the hand of the Gentiles." And when he heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we cease saying, "The will of God be done." Amen. Glory to God. Mark chapter 3 and verse 35. "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother." The words of Jesus. And the last one, and I'll let you be seated. Ephesians 6, 5 through 8. "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as," catch this now, "but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service as unto the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing that any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." Let's pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege and this opportunity tonight, God. We pray that your anointing be upon your servant tonight, God. We pray that you anoint our hearing, let your word fall upon good ground tonight, God. We pray that you will speak tonight in this service in the name of Jesus. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord and give him some praise. Glory to God. You may be seated tonight. If you didn't catch it in those verses, I'll tell you exactly what it was. But my subject tonight is the will of God. The will of God. The will of God. There's three meanings of the will of God. His sovereign descriptive will. That particular will is the will by which God brings to pass whatsoever he decrees or whatsoever he decides to do. This is hidden to us until it happens. That particular part of the will of God, he doesn't reveal it to us at all the time. He does it at his discretion. Amen. And of course, there's a perceptive will of God, and it's God's reveals law or commandments which we have the power, but not the right to break, or his given instructions, and that's to live for God. Amen. And then there's another one where it's the will of disposition, and it describes God's attitude or his disposition. It reveals what is pleasing to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And of course, his will, the will of God, too many people get tied up with what's the will of God for my life. You know, the will of God for your life is for you to be faithful to him. That's what God looks for, is someone to be faithful. It's not for the will of God for you to go out and buy a $100,000 motorhome, jump in your car, and begin to evangelize the world. Because if I read it right, he said, "You shall be witnesses unto me and to Jerusalem." Jerusalem is a type of home. He wants you to be a witness at home first, before you try to reach the world. You got to reach your community first before you can reach anybody else. It's the will of God for you to be a soul winner. It's the will of God for you to reach out to somebody. It's the will of God for you to be saved. It's the will of God for, watch this one. It's the will of God for you to praise Him. The will of God. And so God desires, and the will is a particular desire or choice or someone to desire or want to. You see, God wants to perform a miracle in this building tonight. It's the will of God. It's the will of God for every time for us to come, that when we come together, for somebody to be delivered. That's the will of God. It's the will of God for you to have joy in your life. That is the will of God. It's not the will of God for you to be discouraged and struggle to get to the house of God and wondering whether you're going to make it the next day or not. That is not the will of God. But the will of God is for you to be excited and on fire for Him. The will of God is for you to be a victorious child of God. Not one that's defeated, but one that's on fire and one that knows how to put the devil on the run. Oh, child of God, if you're going to be what God wants you to be, you got to learn how to fight. You got to learn how to fight back at the devil. He is our enemy. We can't trust him that much. You know, we have to know what the scripture says as far as how to be victorious over the enemy. We can't allow the devil to have the victory over us because it's not the will of God. So God said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy. He said, when you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you got all the power that you need to defeat the enemy. Don't let the devil convince you that you cannot beat him. Don't let the enemy convince you that you don't have it within you to be victorious. Because the devil is a liar. He's been a liar from the very beginning. Don't let him have victory in your life. Because the will of God is for you to be victorious. Oh, somebody clap their hands unto the Lord and give him praise. Hallelujah to God. You see, his sovereign's part, the sovereign part of God means his power, his authority. You see, I think what happens is we forget. When we begin to suffer and wonder what's going on, what's happening in my life, how come I'm going through this? How come the Lord allowed this to happen? You see, you fail to forget that you prayed the prayer, God, I'll be what you want me to be. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. And the Lord said, okay, well, that's the case. Then I got to get something out of you so you can be more like me. And when God began to move and begin to work and begin to flush us out, it's not an easy thing. It's not a glorious thing sometimes. He said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is try you. He said, but when you come out of that fire, you're going to be as pure gold. Oh, child of God, don't despise the day of your trials. Brother Ramon said the other day, you got to embrace the struggle. You can't run from it. You got to face it head on. And you have to know that it's the will of God for me to be saved. God wills that no man should perish, but all should come to repentance. It's the will of God for you to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost if you don't have it yet. It's the will of God for you to be saved. He knows it requires the Holy Ghost because the scripture says, except the man is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It takes both water and spirit to equal that one baptism that the Bible talks about. You cannot be saved no other way but baptism in Jesus' name with the infilling of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. My friend of mine, sir, when you go that route, you're doing it the Bible way. And when you're doing it the Bible way, you're in the will of God. When you do it in the will of God, friend of mine, you can live a victorious life. Don't let the devil trick you and to make you believe that there's another way. There's only one way to heaven, and we all got to go down the same road. I'm talking about the will of God tonight. You see, God, he said like this, for it is better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. If you're suffering because you're doing the right thing, you ought to be shouting about it. Don't be defeated in your suffering. Be shout about it. Oh, God, count me worthy to go through something. Oh, friend of mine, I'm on to something tonight. But you see, because nobody wants to suffer. Everybody wants the glory part of God. But when suffering comes along, you're thinking I've done something wrong. Not necessarily that you've done something wrong, but God is perfecting character inside of you. Woo, hallelujah, Tucker. Somebody ought to have been running the aisles right about then. Oh, friend of mine, we are a child of the King. We're in the will of God. We ought to be rejoicing. Scripture says, wherefore let them that suffer, check this out, listen at this. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. If I'm suffering because I'm doing the right thing, I don't have anything to worry about. No, I don't. Hallelujah. But the problem is when we get to suffering, we get to thinking we did something wrong. That's not the case all the time. This God is making you. He's molding you. You see, God never wills what he cannot do. The scripture says that he will put no more upon you than you can bear. I didn't get too many amens on that one. I was waiting on an amen. That's why I hesitated. He said he will put no more upon you than you can bear. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, call upon me and I will answer thee and I will show thee great and mighty things. Hello, he's still God. He still performs miracles. It's the will of God for you to be healed. It's the will of God for you to be victorious. It's the will of God for you to have joy. It's the will of God for you to be a witness. It's the will of God for you to bring somebody to the house of God so they can be set free. Oh, somebody clap their hands unto the Lord tonight. See, the scripture says this, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, check this out. If we ask anything, according to his will, he heareth us. One scripture says you ask, but you ask amiss, because it's not maybe according to the word of God. You know, it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I think too many times people, they come to God looking for prosperity more than looking to be saved. they got a doctrine out there that preaches if you live for God, he'll give you this and he'll give you that. But I read in the scripture when he says, if you live for me, if you do my work, if you do things that pertain to my kingdom, I'll take care of you. Hello, he'll take care of us if we do the things that pertain to his kingdom. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to give you $100 million. It doesn't mean that he's going to give you a brand new car. But what he will promise you, that all of the promises on the book are yours, that they're yea and amen. He'll give you every promise in the book. And that old friend of mine's, and there's nothing no better than to receive the promises of God. They're yea and amen. He never changes his mind about his promises. Oh, somebody clap their hands unto the Lord. And it says, if we know that he heareth us, wherefore, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Ooh, you're talking about some building up some faith. When we pray knowing that God heareth us, but see, here's the catch. The will of God, everybody put your seatbelt on. Put your seatbelts on. This is a word nobody likes nowadays. We live in that generation that nobody likes it. But the will of God requires submission and desire. Not too many people like to submit nowadays. That's what it requires, though. You see, if some people get the attitude, ain't nobody going to ever tell me what to do. My daddy never told me, and ain't going to let nobody tell me what to do. Oh, yeah? God will put you in a position where somebody will tell you what to do. Oh, you listen to your boss. You listen to your boss. Why can't you listen to God? God is more powerful. God is more authority. Old friend of mine said, ain't no greater life to live than to live for God. Oh, but you listen to the boss. But when it comes to God, the things of God, oh, no. Hello? Your boss is not bigger than God. God is bigger than your boss. God is the reason why he's there to be your boss. Hello? Glory. But, you know, if you submit, the Bible says to submit yourself to those that have the rule over you, for they watch for your souls. People don't like that one, though. Why should I submit to a man? He's just a man. But you forget the position that he holds. God called him there. And if God called him there, I have to respect the position and the man. If I want to be saved, because I read in the Bible where it says, how can you be saved without a preacher? Hello? You got to have a preacher. You can't be saved without. Matter of fact, I'll go this far. A preacher is a saint of God's best friend. Oh, I ain't getting too many amens on that one. I'm walking in an area that you got to be careful with. But you see, but a preacher is a man that seeks God for your life and for knowing what to preach to you and knowing how to tell you and to help you to be saved. And an old friend of mine, anybody that's trying to help me to be saved, anybody that's encouraging me, I want to be their friend. I want to get along with them as well as possible. I can't allow the devil to come in between me and that, because I've got to be saved. Above all else, I've got to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I have no desire to go to hell. Hell is a real place. And those that don't obey the gospel will end up there. Those that, I'm ready for Romans 2 and 13. Could you put that one on the screen? Those that do not do the will of God. See, the scripture says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God. It's not what you hear. He says, but the doers of the law shall be justified. You know, you hear that saying all over you, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. Everywhere you go, Christians on every corner. But how are you living? What are you living by? What are you doing? Are you glorifying God? Are you glorifying yourself? Are you doing what you want to do? Or are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you obedient to the law? Are you disobeying the law? Are you kind of bringing your own ideas, or are you doing his ideas? You see, we have to lay aside our own ambition. We have to lay aside what we think it should be and go to the book and get some instructions to know what the will of God is. You want to know what the will of God is for your life? Go to the book. You can't go wrong opening the book and seeing what the book says about the will of God. Because when you go to the book, it'll answer every question that you have about the will of God for your life. The scripture says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He said, holy. That word holy means to be separated from and given to. Oh, I better move on. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, that's the least you can do, is to submit yourself. When that word present, it's the same thing as submit. Your bodies a living sacrifice. Why? To do the will of God. You can guarantee yourself this one thing. When you do the will of God, God is backing you up. Regardless of what anyone does to you, when you do the will of God and you stick to the will of God, God will back you up every time. Because He's on your side. Hello? He's on your side. Regardless of what somebody try to do wrong or try to accuse you of, when you're in the will of God, He will take care of you. And He says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect." There it is again. Will of God. He said, be not conformed to this world. You see, it's not the will of God. Oh. It's not the will of God for us to act like the world. It's not the will of God for us to be like the world. It's not the will of God for us to look like the world. It's not the will of God for us to carry ourselves like the world. God intended for there to be a separation between His people and the people of the world, because God knew what He was doing when He created the church. He wanted His church to be separated. He wanted His church to be different. So, friend of mine, it's the will of God for you to be different. It's the will of God for you to act different. It's the will of God for you to look different. Because He'll pick you up out of the muck and mire. He'll clean you up. He'll turn you around. And He'll give you a whole new outlook. Because that's our God. Contrary to what the enemy does. Because he'll take you down and keep you down. And won't let you get up. But God will pick you up. The scripture says, In everything, give thanks. Watch this. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He said, everything is everything, if I'm not mistaken. He said, in everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God. He says, well, no matter what state you're in, He said to be content. It's the will of God. Uh-oh. Check this out. To know, I'm almost done, so you guys can take your seatbelts off. Almost time to get some root beer floats. I'm almost done. I got an amen out there. Check this out. I want everybody to catch this. To know the will of God is our greatest knowledge. To do the will of God is our greatest achievement. Let me say that again. To know the will of God is our greatest knowledge. To do the will of God is our greatest achievement. Oh, friend of mine, you may not have an education. You might not have went for us a third grade, but if you can do the will of God. Hello? If you can just do the will of God. Oh, He'll graduate you like you never thought He would. Oh, friend of mine, I'm talking about, that is your greatest achievement in this world today, is to do the will of God. Not a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. And when you do the will of God, I promise you, the blessings of God will be upon your life. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Oh, don't look for the lights that are flashing. Don't look for the glamour in this thing, because there is no glamour. Just know that you can do the will of God and be satisfied. Oh, somebody clap their hands unto the Lord and give Him some praise. He said this. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father it's not in Him. You see, God intended for there to be a separation. For all that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And He says, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But there it is again. But he that doeth, ETH was, if ETH, you see the ETH on the end of that means that he, that continues to do so. He, the scripture says he abideth. It's verse, let me get back to, that would be verse 17, Sister Ellen. He says, then the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth what? The will of God. The will of God abideth, ETH, forever. And a lot, most of the time when you see that ETH on the end of a word, it's a continuance. It's a conjunction, bringing it, meaning that it, it don't just stop there, but it continues on. That's what it means. So when you do the will of God, you're going to abide forever. And maybe not even be on the earth, but you're going to be forever with the Lord in heaven. Because this is not the end of the story. An old friend of mine, this is not the end yet. The final dot hasn't been added to the paragraph yet. But he that doeth, I love that. The will of God abideth forever. Glory to God. If the musicians would come. I told you I was almost done. Hallelujah. The will of God. You see, the will of God will never take you where the grace of God couldn't keep you. It won't. If God called you here, he intended for you to be here. You know why? Because he have a purpose for you. Everybody has a chance and a purpose in the house of God. There's no big eyes and little U's. We're all the same. Some of us just have different callings on our lives. But it's all for one purpose and one purpose only. That's the will of God. And see, because the will of God, the Apostle Paul, he knew that danger was ahead if he went to Jerusalem. He knew that he would be bound if he went to Jerusalem. But yet, knowing that and having the knowledge that he had, he went to Jerusalem anyhow. And sure enough, he ended up being bound, but he says, I'm ready to die. You know why? For the will of God. He was ready. Amen. I got something I want to share with us. If we don't, I won't have you stand yet because this is pretty lengthy here. It says this, the title of it is Remember, the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you, where the arms of God cannot support you, where the riches of God cannot supply your needs, where the power of God cannot endow you. The will of God will never take you where the Spirit of God cannot work through you, where the wisdom of God cannot teach you, where the army of God cannot protect you, where the hands of God cannot mold you. Remember, the will of God will never take you where the Lord, the love of God cannot enfold you, where the mercy of God cannot sustain you, where the peace of God cannot calm your fears, where the authority of God cannot overrule for you. Remember, the will of God will never take you where the comfort of God cannot dry your tears, where the word of God cannot feed you, where the miracles of God cannot be done for you, where the omnipresence of God cannot find you. Remember. Hallelujah to God. Shall we stand tonight? Friend of mine, you can never go wrong allowing yourself doing the will of God. Because when you do the will of God, God is pleased with you. It's when we get out of the will of God that things begin to crumble in our lives. But if we can just stay in the will of God, he's not looking for someone to do this great, big, gigantic thing. He's just looking for someone that's going to remain faithful to him. Those that will do his will, reach out to the lost, be faithful to the house of God, be faithful to what's going on with the church. That's what the Lord is looking for. That's what the will of God is for your life. When you can align yourself to the will of God, when you can be faithful in the little things, then God will bless you in the bigger things. But you got to first be faithful in the little things. Then he'll promote you to the bigger things. But if you can't be faithful in the little things, he cannot promote you to the bigger things. You got to be faithful. You got to love God with everything within you. With all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. You got to do the will of God. You got not just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. You got to apply it to your life. You got to say, every once in a while, you got to say, wash me, Lord, make me clean. Let me be, align my life up according to your word. The majority of the time when I'm teaching the starting point class, my prayer is always, God, not only let us hear your word, but let us live it to the utmost. It's a part of my prayer. And that's what we have to do, church, as a church, as doing the will of God. Whatever his word says, that's what we have to align our lives up to. Don't forget, he's God. He don't have to answer to us. But we have to answer to him because he's God. And if you want to know what the will of God is for your life, just get in the book. Begin to search the Bible. And it'll show you exactly what the will of God is for your life. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and open up the altar because I can keep going, but I'm not going to. Well, I'm going to go ahead and open up the altar. Amen. Come as you will. Come tonight. Let God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. The will of God. The will of God is for you to be saved. Hallelujah. To God in the name of Jesus.
Of my life.